We all know the words of Chazal, Mishenichnas Av, Memaitim Besimcha. We all feel this, especially in this man, when our thoughts are on the Yidden living in Eretz Yisroel, with the tzara that they are facing with Bnei Yishmael, the tzara that we are all facing in every part of the world from the people of Yishmael. We know that Divrei Chazal were written Baruch HaKodesh. And this becomes very, very obvious when we learn the words of the Pirkei Rav Lozer, who at two different times explained why it is that Yishmael was given the name of Yishmael. At one time, the Pirkei Rav Lozer says that the reason why he was given the name Yishmael was Hayil v'hishva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Shal Yisrael, Yishmael, Yishmoy Shal Yisrael, being that the name of Yishmael is similar to the name of Yisrael, because you have at the end the Aleph and the Lamed, just like Yisrael. It comes to tell us, to be meramis to us, Oy mi yichya biyamav, who will be able to survive in his days? Shenemar Oy mi yichya misumay kel. So here we see in the Pirkei Rav Lozer that when we talk about Yishmael, the Pirkei Rav Lozer teaches us that we have to be frightened. Who is going to be able to survive in the days of Yishmael? We have another time mentioned the Pirkei Rav Lozer, Lama Nikra Shmo Yishmael, She'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmaya Bekol Nakas Ha'om. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear the cries of Klal Yisrael, Mimasha Asidim B'nei Yishmael La'aseis, from the tzaris that B'nei Yishmael are going to bring about on Klal Yisrael. V'fichach Nikra Shmo Yishmael, and therefore he was given the name of Yishmael. And we all realize that when this Pirkei Rav Lozer was written, and it was written at the time of the Churban, Rav Lozer HaGadol lived at the time of the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, at that time Yishmael was an insignificant country that was found in the world, made up of nomads living in caravans, people living in tents, no great cities, a country with no natural resources. At least at that time they didn't have any natural resources, no real culture, no schools. It was such an insignificant country that none of the world powers, we talk about the Roman Empire or the Greek Empire, found any reason to conquer this country. The people that lived there were Avdei Avodah Zarah. And in the time when we are going to study what was going on by Bnei Yishmael, they were influenced by Yidden that were living there, who moved there at the time of the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. And they were also influenced by Goyim that came to live there at that same period of time. And so we are going to study a little bit what was doing amongst in Arabia, amongst the Bnei Yishmael, and to see from the words of Chazal and the Rishonim how our attitude has to be, what we have to do, and how we have to treat the situation.